Imagine walking through an ancient forest, the canopy filtering sunlight into dappled patterns on the forest floor. What if I told you that beneath your feet lies a communication network as sophisticated as the internet? This is the world Suzanne Simard discovered, a world where trees talk, share resources, and even recognize their kin through an intricate web of fungal connections. Her journey from timber industry forester to pioneering scientist reveals one of nature's most profound secrets. Forests aren't collections of competing individuals, but cooperative communities where mother trees nurture the next generation. Growing up in the logging industry of British Columbia, Simard's relationship with trees began early. Her family had harvested timber for generations, yet something troubled her when she became a forester herself. The industry's practice of clear-cutting forests and replanting with single species wasn't working. Seedlings were dying despite following all the technical guidelines. While inspecting a struggling plantation, Simard noticed something peculiar. Planted seedlings were failing, while wild seedlings just meters away thrived. The difference? The wild seedlings' roots were coated with vibrant yellow fungal threads that seemed to pulse with life. This observation sparked a question that would define her career. What if these fungi weren't just decomposers, but essential partners to the trees? These fungi form mycorrhiza, literally fungus roots, a symbiotic relationship where fungi colonize tree roots, creating an exchange network. The fungi extend their thread-like hypha beyond what roots alone could reach, gathering water and nutrients from the soil. In return, trees provide the fungi with carbohydrates from photosynthesis. This partnership has evolved over 400 million years. Simard suspected these fungal networks did more than connect trees to soil. They might link different trees together. To test this theory, she tracked radioactive carbon isotopes, exposing birch trees to carbon-14 and nearby Douglas firs to carbon-13. The results were astonishing. Isotopes moved in both directions through the mycorrhizal network, with birch sending more carbon to firs when they were shaded. When published in Nature in 1997, these findings revealed that trees weren't just competing. They were communicating and sharing resources through what became known as the Wood Wide Web. This underground network functions like a neural system, allowing forests to behave as a superorganism rather than individual competitors. Further research showed the network follows seasonal patterns, with trees exchanging carbon according to their needs, enabling different species to thrive together. Perhaps Simard's most profound discovery was identifying the role of what she calls mother trees, the largest, oldest trees in the forest that serve as hubs in the mycorrhizal network. These ancient sentinels can connect to hundreds of younger trees, including their own offspring, through as many as 26 different fungal species. In one remarkable experiment, Simard discovered that mother trees can recognize their kin. When seedlings from the mother tree's own seeds were planted nearby, the old tree sent more carbon, nutrients, and water to these related seedlings than to unrelated seedlings. Even more astonishing, when mother trees are injured or dying, they send a surge of carbon and defense signals to their offspring, essentially passing on their wisdom and resources to the next generation. This discovery has profound implications for our understanding of plant intelligence. Trees aren't passive organisms, but active, communicative beings with a form of cognition we're only beginning to understand. They can identify their relatives, share resources based on need, and even warn each other about threats through chemical signals transmitted through the fungal network. Simard's work reveals that forests function more like human communities than we ever imagined. The largest, oldest trees serve as the elders, nurturing younger generations and facilitating communication throughout the ecosystem. Different species complement each other's strengths and weaknesses, creating a resilient whole that's greater than the sum of its parts. This understanding challenges conventional forestry practices that treat trees as interchangeable commodities. Clear-cutting destroys not just the trees, but the intricate underground network that took centuries to develop. Replanting with monocultures creates vulnerable plantations lacking the diversity and interconnections that make natural forests resilient. Simard's research shows that when we leave mother trees and maintain diversity in harvested areas, the forest recovers faster and grows more productively. Birch trees, long considered weeds to be eliminated in conifer plantations, actually help their conifer neighbors by providing nutrients, reducing disease, and connecting them to the mycorrhizal network. This perspective aligns remarkably with indigenous knowledge that has recognized forest interconnectedness for millennia. Many indigenous cultures view trees as sentient beings with personhood and relationships, a perspective once dismissed by Western science, but now increasingly validated by research. What's particularly fascinating is how Simard's scientific discoveries align with indigenous knowledge systems. Mary Thomas of the Sequepemec Nation called birches mother trees long before Simard coined the term scientifically, recognizing their role in nurturing forest communities. This convergence of traditional ecological knowledge and cutting-edge science offers a powerful path forward for forest conservation and management. By bridging these knowledge systems, we gain a more complete understanding of forests as complex adaptive systems, where cooperation is as important as competition. This holistic view challenges the reductionist approach that has dominated Western science and offers hope for developing more sustainable relationships with the natural world. Simard's work carries profound implications for how we interact with forests in an era of climate change and biodiversity loss. If trees communicate, share resources, and nurture their offspring, shouldn't our management practices honor these relationships rather than disrupt them? The Mother Tree Project, which Simard launched in 2015, explores exactly this question across diverse forests in British Columbia, examining how different harvesting approaches affect forest resilience and regeneration. Early results from Simard's Mother Tree Project indicate that preserving mother trees and diversity during harvesting creates healthier, more productive forests. Maintaining mycorrhizal networks helps forests adapt to changing conditions, crucial as climate change intensifies. Simard's discoveries resonate because they confirm what we intuitively sense but have forgotten in our modern lives. Everything is connected. The separation between organisms is illusory. Life fundamentally exists as a web of relationships. This explains why her work has captivated people worldwide. It provides scientific grounding for reconnecting with nature when such connection is most needed. By viewing forests as communities rather than commodities, we can recognize ourselves as participants in nature's web rather than its masters. When walking through a forest, remember you're witnessing an ancient communication network, a community sharing resources and information beneath your feet. The wisdom of these connections may hold keys to our survival on this changing planet. Trees have collaborated for millions of years. Perhaps it's time we followed their example.